This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo is part of a new task force focused on preventing child labor. She says there's been an almost 70% rise in child labor in the last 5 years.
It should go without saying that children belong in school and on the playground, not on the work floor of a slaughterhouse.
The task force is made up of Democrats, but they're hoping to find bipartisan policy solutions to address child labor. One idea is increasing penalties for violations. Earlier this year, a cleaning company used by the meatpacker JBS in Caraveo's district was fined $1.5 million for using child labor nationally. The Colorado State Fair says it will allow art created by artificial intelligence to be judged at the fair's fine art show this year. CPR's Dan Boyce reports a winning piece of AI art last year provoked an international controversy.
Pueblo West resident Jason Allen won a first place ribbon last year for his submission. He then tweeted it was created with artificial intelligence. That caused a stir.
We just happened to be at the State Fair Fine Art Show where that got tested.
Fair General Manager Scott Stoller says generative AI, which can create original works of art from short text descriptions written by a person, has caused debate on what's fair for artists.
We have to, as do all fairs, have to acknowledge it exists.
The State Fair says it will now allow such entries into its digital art category, which was originally created for artists who use digital tools like drawing on an iPad. But Stoller says this year, artists need to label if their entry was in fact created by AI ahead of time.
And let the judges who are the expert be the ones that decide how it compares to other digital art.
In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.